Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. So today we're looking at some topics students are exploring through The Juice,
yeah.
Right? That daily educational app.
Exactly.
So let's start with food. Always a big topic. There's a CDC report.
Yes, about dietary habits. Yeah. And it's really focused on these ultra-processed foods.
UPFs.
UPF. What's the main point?
Well, it's just how much of them we're eating. For U.S. adults, it's over half their daily calories.
Over half. Wow.
And for kids and teens, it's even higher, like 62%.
62? That's a lot.
It is. And these are, you know, the engineered foods, lots of added ingredients.
So not just, like, plain yogurt, but the kind with lots of extra stuff. Or, like you said, Mountain Dew versus plain seltzer.
Exactly, that difference. Now, some are okay in moderation, obviously.
Sure. But eating too many is definitely linked to health problems. Think heart disease, diabetes.
Right, and they're popular because, well, they taste good, they're easy, they're cheap.
All of that. Taste, convenience, cost, and let's be honest, some pretty heavy marketing, too.
Makes sense. So for a conversation starter, maybe you have kids. What foods do you really enjoy?
Uh-huh.
And how do you decide what to eat? Get them thinking about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, moving on. Energy. Geothermal power sounds clean, using Earth's heat.
It does. It's sourced from deep inside the Earth, offers reliable, clean energy, minimal emissions.
But there are challenges. I saw something about local opposition.
Absolutely. Projects like a proposed one in Colorado near Buena Vista often face, well, pretty strong local resistance.
Well, yeah.
Concerns about noise, changing the landscape, even the potential for small earthquakes.
Earthquakes? Really?
Yeah. And sometimes impacts on wildlife. Similar issues pause projects in Nevada, environmental worries, but also concerns about sacred land.
So it's complex. Not just a simple green solution.
Definitely not simple. It really highlights the tension.
So a good question for kids here could be, when we use natural resources, what kinds of things should people in the community think about?
That's a good one. Balancing needs.
Okay, next. A shift to something more personal. A quote.
Yes. From Whitney Houston, students have been engaging with, "You can fool people, but you can't fool yourself."
Powerful. She's such a huge star, right?
Yeah.
Singer. Actress.
Immense success in the 80s and 90s. I Will Always Love You, multiple Grammys, just an incredible voice and impact.
But she also had her struggles, very publicly.
She did. And that, I think, makes the quote about self-honesty even more resonant, especially for young people figuring things out.
Yeah, that hits differently knowing her story.
Mm-hmm.
So for kids, maybe ask, what does being straight up with yourself really mean at the end of the day?
Right. What does that honesty look like?
Okay, from inner reflection to, well, outward expression. Art on silos. Tell me about this.
Yeah. This Australian artist, Greta Van Hilton, he finds these, like, abandoned industrial buildings, silos, water towers.
Uh-huh. And turns them into massive murals. Really huge.
Just painting them.
Well, it's more than that.
Yeah.
He actually spends time in the community, talks to people, interviews residents.
Oh, interesting.
And the murals he creates are these photorealistic pieces reflecting the local identity, the people he met. They become like cultural landmarks.
So it's art from the community, not just in it.
Exactly. A source of civic pride.
Yeah.
Helps them define themselves.
That's really cool. It makes you think. Maybe ask kids. Is there a place or maybe an old object in your town that could become something meaningful for everyone?
Love that question. Sparking creativity.
All right, let's switch gears again. Weather. Climate change. It felt really humid this summer, didn't it?
Oh, definitely. And it wasn't just you feeling it. Reports show the U.S. just had its muggiest, most humid summer on record.
On record?
Yeah, especially the eastern half. Record high humidity in June and July. Lots of states, sections of 27 states, actually had a record number of high dew point days.
High dew point. That's when it just feels sticky and gross, even if it's not super hot. Exactly. That oppressive, damp feeling. And the cause, well, it points to a warming planet, climate change,
okay,
combined with just a very hot, very rainy summer pattern this year.
It definitely impacts daily life. So maybe ask kids, have you noticed any weather changes over the years?
Uh-huh.
And how have those changes maybe affected what you do day to day?
Good practical connection.
Okay, finally. A barrier broken in sports.
Baseball.
Baseball.
Yes. Jen Powell, She just became the first woman to umpire a regular season Major League Baseball game.
Wow, that's huge. First ever in regular season game.
First ever. She's a former college softball player, been umpiring professionally since 2016, working up through the minor leagues.
That takes serious dedication.
Absolutely. And she's talked about being a role model. She pointed out, you know, baseball's the oldest pro sport, but it actually lagged behind the NBA and NFL in having female officials on the field or court.
Interesting point. So a real milestone.
Definitely. Real perseverance.
That story makes you think about goals. A good question could be, what's a goal or a dream you've worked really hard for? And just imagine, how would you feel if you finally achieved it?
Yeah, tapping into that feeling of accomplishment. It's interesting, isn't it? All these different topics.
Yeah.
From like food science to community art to sports history. They all offer these really rich ways for kids to think critically about the world.
Absolutely. Different angles on understanding things. Well, hopefully this quick dive into what kids are seeing on The Juice gives you some useful starting points.
We hope so. Just sparks for those important conversations.
Exactly. Thanks for joining us today for The Deep Dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.